Psalm 39 is a psalm that for many is just a psalm of comfort. I mean, you heard it. God has made us. He has formed every bit of our being, and he knows us inside and out because he made us. He has formed us, fashioned us to be who we are. And this psalm speaks of this God who so intricately formed us and knows our entire being. And it's just a fantastic psalm. It's a psalm often that is used in defense against things like abortion. And in fact, verse 16 in the original Hebrew writing, it would say that God saw you when you were yet an embryo. It's right there in Scripture. It's an amazing thing. God knows us so well, so perfectly, because he made us to be who we are. But this knowledge that God has can also be very terrifying. It can be incredibly scary because exactly for this reason, that God does know us so well. Verses 7 to 12, we didn't read these verses, but they speak about how terrifying God can be. The psalmist says, "Where can I go to escape your spirit? If I climb up to the highest heavens, you would be there. If I were to dig down to the world of the dead, you will also be there. Even if I had wings to fly across the ocean, you would be there. Suppose I said, I'll hide in the dark until night comes over me. But you see in the dark. Daylight, dark, they're all the same to you. There is no escaping from God." It's about, 4 years ago, one of my very first sermons here actually was a Christmas sermon, and I gave this illustration about Santa Claus. I don't know if you remember that, how Santa Claus and that song about Santa Claus is kind of a creepy song when you really break it down and you think about it, where Santa Claus, he knows where you are sleeping, and he knows when you are awake, and he knows whether you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. And I think I made Jim and Sylvia's grandchild cry, and it was a great first start to my career here at Peace Lutheran Church. This psalm makes God out to be like that Santa Claus, that he knows it all. He sees us when we are sleeping. He knows when we're awake. He knows all these things, and it's all right here in Psalm 139. Verse 2 says, "You know when I am resting or when I am working." He knows when we are sitting down, when we rise up. And it doesn't matter where we are when we're doing these things. God knows when you're in church. He knows when you're in the bar. He knows when you're doing things you should be doing. He knows when you are doing things you shouldn't be doing, those things. He knew, for instance, when Jonah rose to flee away from God. God knew. There is no way that Jonah could get away from God's knowing, from God's presence, from God seeing where Jonah was. The Lord knows these things. The second half of verse 2 goes on from that. God knows from heaven. You discover my thoughts. Imagine that. God knows what you are thinking at this moment. He knows whether you're thinking good things. He knows whether you're thinking bad things. Even our most disturbing, disgusting thoughts, God has knowledge of those. And that's why I think on our traditional Sundays when we have our confession from our green hymnal, we confess our sins in thought, word, and deed. God knows it all. Verse 3, "You notice everything I do and everywhere I go." Is that a terrifying thought? Think of your parents and when you were growing up. Would you want your parents to have this kind of knowledge? Probably not all the time. You don't always want them to know where you're going or what you're doing. We hide things from our parents. We can't hide them from God. He knows the path you walk. He knows the way of your life, even when it does not honor the Lord, and especially when your heart doesn't jive with your deeds. Verse 4, before I even speak a word, you know what I will say. It doesn't matter what that word is, if it's a good word, if it's uplifting to the Lord, to someone else, or if it's not. The Lord knows what those words are. Hopefully us Vikings fans will have good words around 3:40 on to about 7:40. Hopefully I am not tempted to say words that I should not say. The Lord knows what these words are, no matter the quality of those words. This psalm can be terrifying. Because before the Lord, we stand naked and exposed. Every little bit of us is laid open to the Lord. There isn't a thought we can hide from Him. There isn't a word that we can hide from Him. There isn't a deed we can hide from Him. We are sinners in thought, word, and deed. It is all laid before the Lord. That is frightening knowledge. It is a shaming thing. And like Jonah, we probably at many times would like to hide. We would like to escape from this Lord who knows so much about us. We want to hide. Humanity wants to hide from God. But at the very moment where we probably wanted to hide the most is when God revealed Himself. When God Himself came out of hiding to show us truly who He is. The Lord does an amazing thing for us. He comes out of hiding and He takes on this flesh, the same kind of flesh that He has formed and woven together from the moment of conception. This flesh He takes as His own. He then sits and He rises and He wakes and He sleeps in this flesh the same way we do. He walks a path similar to us, but He does it differently. He does it with complete obedience to the Lord. There is nothing that He has to hide from His Father. And he walks this path, He takes this way directly to a path of suffering, the place of the cross. He allows this flesh to be beaten and bruised and nailed and eventually killed so that you and I might be saved. Even from the cross, He is thinking about those whose thoughts don't honor Him. Even from the cross, He is uttering a word of forgiveness to those who would utter words of curses against Him. This psalm is both terrifying, but at the same time comforting. Because this God who knows us so well, faults and all, is the same one who went to the cross to die for those faults, to give us forgiveness for those sins, for those thoughts, those words, and those deeds. And so as children of the Lord, as people who have received this forgiveness and have confessed faith in Him and belong then to Him, He makes a change in us. He creates once again what He has already formed, and He becomes the one then who directs our ways, directs where we do sit, where we rise. He has authority then over our thoughts and our words, and He makes them better, Of course, we'll still mess up. We'll think the wrong things and say the wrong things, but the Lord is ever at work in you. And because of this, then, His presence, His all-knowing, His all-seeing, His ability to be there like we sing about Santa Claus, is a thing of comfort and beauty, because the Lord did it all for us.